Lecture 1. Why study relationships? Big themes. This course is all about teaching you how to build and maintain close relationships. My name is Nathan DeWall. I'm a professor of psychology at the University of Kentucky. And I want to begin by asking you a very simple question. What would you do if you had access to a medication that would lengthen your life, increase your happiness, build your self-esteem, make you more helpful, and make you more resistant to disease? Oh, and it would also increase the size of your bank account. What would you be willing to pay for this medication? $5 for a daily dose? $100 for a daily dose? I'm here to tell you that this medication exists and is free, available to anyone, anywhere. Only it doesn't look like most medications you take. This strange force for good in your life is your social relationships. That is what this course is about. It's meant to show you how we humans are wired to connect and how we'll go to any lengths to build and maintain our relationships. We'll delve into the psychology of relationships, how each of us have a need to belong that drives how we think, feel, and act. Now, before I marinate you in data, I want to tell you how I came to study close relationships. It all started 25 years ago when I watched something that was brand new at the time, reality television. It was a television show called The Real World, located in San Francisco. The show was all about relationships, how they're formed, how they're maintained, and even how they wither away from social rejection. There were lots of characters on the show. There was Judd, who was a cartoonist. There was Pam Ling, the overachieving medical student. There was Pedro, who was an openly gay, HIV-positive AIDS educator. There was Puck, who was a rowdy bike messenger who eventually got himself kicked out of the house. Judd and Pam would eventually go on and get married. Unfortunately, Pedro died from complications due to AIDS. No one hears much about Puck anymore. When the season wrapped up, the television network aired an episode in which a psychological scientist, someone like myself now, analyzed the relationship dynamics among people in the show. At the time, I was just a teenager who didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. In fact, I didn't even know whether I wanted to go to college. What I didn't realize is that this would plant the seed for a career that would lead me to this position, speaking to you. With pinpoint accuracy, the psychologist explained what drove the cast members to think, feel, and act the ways that they did. He noted that part of our relationships result from nature, how we evolved, our brains and genes, but that nurture, how we're raised and learn to act, also matters. That's going to be a big theme in this course. Nature and nurture interact. The psychologist decoded something that seemed outside the realm of analysis with the naked eye, like the expansion of the universe or the waves of the ocean. I was transfixed. How did he know all of the answers? Little did I know that psychologists have something at their disposal called the scientific method. Just as biologists, chemists, and physicists use the scientific method to study what interests them, psychologists use the scientific method to study close relationships, among many other things. As psychological scientists, we follow a basic three-step process. First, we test.